Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President, CEO, and proud board member of the Houston Harris County Sports Authority. Joining us today as one of our Houston legends is Janice Burke. You may know her, you may have seen her, or maybe not because she's been so busy. But what you do know are the great things that have been brought to Houston because of her and her staff. So she's going to tell us more about the Houston Harris County Sports Authority. Janice, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well,
what an honor.
You know what?
I was surprised.
We are so proud of the work of the Houston Harris County Sports Authority. And I think a lot of people may not know about the Sports Authority and all the great things it does. I do because I'm fortunate to have been appointed by Mayor Parker and reappointed by Mayor Turner to serve on the board. And I have been so impressed with your team and the work that you guys do. So for folks who are watching who say, what's the Sports Authority? Tell them what you guys do.
Well, we were really birthed into existence back after the Oilers left town and the Astros and Rockets were saying, hey, if we don't get a new building, we're going to have to leave town. And so a sports venue district was created at the state legislation level. And then it was given back to the local community. And as you said, the mayor appoints half of our board and the city council confirms it. And then the county commissioners appoint the other half. And so we continue to see the debt service, oversee the debt service on the stadiums. And we've morphed over the years into also the sports marketing agency for the region.
Well, and I think that's where the real growth has occurred. So tell us some of the great events that have been brought to Houston as a result.
You name it, we do it, whether it's rugby, soccer, cricket. We touch everything. We've got world bowling championships coming. And believe it or not, it's about as many people that come in for a Super Bowl come in for bowling championships. It's just spread over 6 months instead of over 10 days.
Well, wasn't wrestling a big
wrestling
win and a big score?
Weightlifting and yes. And we did the World Weightlifting Championships. We had about $54 million in value, marketing value, because it beamed into the rest of the world. So here in Houston, we're doing the championships. But in countries where that sport is big, they're watching their televisions and watching what's happening in Houston.
Well, and certainly all the redevelopment of Discovery Green, all of the restaurants, potentially yet another restaurant, hotel looming there, the W in that Discovery Green area, have all contributed to the package, if you will, that you guys have to put together to sell the city.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate because it is a great package. And you can be a good salesperson and you can know how to market, but if you don't have a great product, you're nothing. And we have a fantastic product, so it makes my job easy.
Well, the venues now, right, where we can accommodate smaller size events to the largest
ones out there. And, you know, what an exciting run we've been on with hosting the men's Final Four and then that great three-point ending to the men's Final Four that everybody remembers, and the weather was perfect. And then we went into a Super Bowl and Copa America. And I mean, you name it, we've done it. And it just keeps putting feathers in our cap and making us truly, for the rest of the world, the sports town to look at when they're considering bringing an event.
And no stopping the Sports Authority. I know there's a lot of great things, you know, upcoming.
So we're always kind of working in advance ahead. And then in the year, we're hosting the events, but we're always looking for bids to keep our eye on the future as well. So, and you know, what I like about what we do is connecting to the community, because sports really is that great unifier. It doesn't matter what your economic background, it doesn't matter how you grew up or how much money you make. When you put people together on a team, they're a team, and they're playing, and it breaks down every barrier. Or when you're sitting at a venue next to a fan, it doesn't matter who that fan, where that fan came from or how they got to Houston, they're there cheering for the team. So I love that about sports.
Well, and certainly Houston is becoming much more of a name internationally based on the events that have come here, but also from an economic standpoint, huge benefit to our region.
Yes, when you talk about these mega events and people are dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars between the restaurants and the events themselves. And then there's also all of the projects that we do, because every event we bring in, we try to connect to the community with a legacy project.
Well, and certainly the big one for you all, with among many, was the Sports Awards that was held in February that I know is coming back for next year, that recognized the 34s, right? Earl Campbell and others, and what a huge victory for the Sports Authority.
Yes, when you think about those 34s had never been in the same room together, Hakeem Olajuwon, Nolan Ryan, and Earl Campbell. And to see what it meant to them, that was really exciting. And at the end, we kept it a surprise, but made the announcement they were going to start the Hall of Fame. And so those sidewalks will forever be laid in the street there, Green Street area, and anybody can come to town and go over and see it.
As you know, we've been featuring different Houstonians and people who make this city great. Janice is certainly one of them. I'm proud to serve on the board of the Houston-Harris County Sports Authority. We've been talking about all the great things that have been brought to Houston and things that are upcoming. Speaking of home runs, certainly the women's group, women in sports group that you're a part of has certainly been very refreshing. We know still the disparity between women and sports marketing and everything there. We're still a little behind, but let's talk a little bit about that particular entity.
Yeah, so there are WISE chapters all over the country, but Houston did not have one. And it stands for Women in Sports and Events. So a few years ago, some of the ladies from the teams got together and asked if I would come on the board and help. And it's been a huge success. We are the third largest chapter, and we're only in our third year. Yes. So behind New York and California, LA are the only two cities ahead of us.
Well, and more to come, I'm sure, as we continue to see the demographics of our city change. And as people see women such as yourself leading what is a nonprofit, but is really run like a corporation, like a business. How did you get involved in this particular arena?
Well, I came up the sales and marketing arm, and I worked at hotel properties and always touched sports because the particular hotel that I started in, we had professional sports teams that came through as well as amateur. And then from there, I went to the Convention Visitors Bureau and sold just a bigger package. Instead of selling a hotel property, I was selling a city or a region and moved around the country from there helping destinations try to brand themselves and market themselves. When I came to Houston, the stadiums were already built. They were a few years old, but they really wanted to put themselves on the map.
So how do we fill these seats now? How do we bring people to Houston?
And
you had that skill base to do all of the above.
Yeah, and it was funny because when I got the call, I had moved. I was a single mom at the time, and I'm moving my kids around the country every couple of years. And I remember thinking, I cannot move them again. My son's going to be a senior in high school. My daughter's going to be a sophomore. I can't do it. But the more that I talked to the group, and I flew here several times, I fell in love with the city, and I thought, what a great opportunity. I have to come. I have to do this. And here it is 13 years later. So.
Wow. And for you, what has been the most surprising to you in this particular position?
Most surprising? I think the complexity of the financial structure and getting my arms around that, it was very complicated. It wasn't just a matter of collect the taxes and pay the bonds off. And so getting my arms around that and then trying to be good stewards to make sure that we're keeping these stadiums state of the art so we're not having to tear them down after 20 years and build new ones. So I think that was a little more complex than I had originally thought when I came. The magnitude of events that we've been able to bring to the city has been super fun. Yeah. And I saw that right away as I walked in.
You knew that was on the table.
So that was part of the vision, and that wasn't really surprising. But I think all of the operational things that we do.
And again, because it's complicated with the city and the county and employees and everything else that comes with that. But nonetheless, you've been able to navigate all of those waters and certainly have a great chairman in Kenny Friedman. And I know that that has been certainly for Houston. He's got a great knowledge about Houston. And I'd like to be a little biased and say you've got a great board. I know you just added Zena Garrison to the team.
I know, lucky us.
Houston, another Houston legend with a lot of vision and what have you. And then a new staff member has been added by a former president. The Dynamos, Chris Canetti. Tell us his role. What's that going to look like?
So Chris is going to be the president of our bid committee, and his job is to ensure that we do get World Cup matches. So people always say to me, really, is this as big as the Super Bowl? It's five times as big as the Super
Bowl. And longer. Days. So
it's 30 days of soccer celebration, six matches. Every city that is chosen will actually have six.
Well, I think he's absolutely the right guy with a lot of knowledge, a lot of context. It's a tough business. It really is. What suggestions might you have for them?
Well, and I don't know, you know, honestly, if it's tougher than any other corporate business that you go into. It's working hard, know your stuff, and then you'll be respected whether you're a man or a woman, you know? And so I would encourage any woman that wants to, and that's why we started WISE, is really we have 200 women that are members to say, you can have a career in sports if that's what you want, and you want to work hard enough for it.
Yeah. And so looking forward for Houston, what do you think are some of the opportunities and challenges that would face an industry such as the one that you're leading?
I think, you know, there's always challenges with no matter how many times you do a men's Final Four, this will be our third time. How do you do it bigger? How do you do it better? How do you keep it exciting and fresh?
Yeah. Because you're your own competition in some ways, right?
Right, right. So I think there's always that challenge of, and how do we give even more back to the community? So with every event, like I said, we connect, whether it's building a park or giving soccer balls to a soccer organization that really needs it. So how challenging ourselves to how do we make this the community's event? Yeah. And anybody can put on a great event. We have good venues. We have great volunteers. But not everybody can be creative and make sure that it's exciting and fresh every single time.
Well, you've done a great job, and we congratulate you as being one of our Houston legends on behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Board. Congratulations, and thank you for all you do, Janice.
Thank you. So honored.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.